Director Ernst Lubitsch was famous for his sly sense of humor, which was called the Lubitsch touch. When he came to Hollywood in the 1920s from Berlin, the early films he worked on were musicals. These almost forgotten films have now been released on DVD. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
How I would love 1 hour with you.
I'm thinking of the same thing as you.
Then why delay?
Just one reason.
What's the reason?
It's my wife.
Ernst Lubitsch's best films are the most sophisticated comedies made in Hollywood between 1929 and the early 1940s, even after the stultifying production code went into effect in 1934. Trouble in Paradise was about two jewel thieves who fall in love while picking each other's pockets. In The Shop Around the Corner, James Stewart and Margaret Sullivan are a couple of bickering clerks who don't know they are writing each other love letters. It's infinitely more delicate and humane than any of its remakes, like You've Got Mail. To Be or Not to Be, with Jack Benny as the leading Polish Hamlet, is the most daring political satire to appear during World War II. And there's Greta Garbo playing a Russian commissar who is seduced by Paris in Ninotchka, her first comedy. Garbo laughs, read the ads, and so did everyone else. But Lubitsch's very first American films were pre-code musicals, and they already had the Lubitsch touch. Airy trifles filled with naughty double entendres that were too charming and funny to be offensive. The stars were mainly Maurice Chevalier and the very young and glamorous Jeanette MacDonald, who was an expert comedienne before her famous syrupy screen partnership with tenor Nelson Eddy. These early Lubitsch films are operettas about mythical European kingdoms with high-born but down-at-the-heels ladies yearning for both money and romance, or married couples faced with extramarital temptation. In Monte Carlo, MacDonald abandons at the altar a ridiculous but wealthy fiancé and falls in love with a duke posing as her hairdresser. It's silly but delicious, and it has some very good songs. One Hour with You is a remake of a Lubitsch silent film called The Marriage Circle. In it, MacDonald's best friend is making a play for Chevalier, MacDonald's reluctant, though tempted, husband. But MacDonald thinks he's interested in someone else, so to keep him away from the imaginary other woman, she keeps throwing him together with her trusted friend. The smiling lieutenant has a more darkly emotional side that foreshadows Lubitsch's later, edgier films. Here, Chevalier, as a randy officer, meets a fresh-faced young violinist played by Claudette Colbert. Guess what happens after this bit of dialogue?
So, you play the piano.
Mm-hmm.
Someday we may have a duet.
I love chamber music.
But when Chevalier, on duty, winks at Colbert, Miriam Hopkins, as a dowdy visiting princess, thinks he's flirting with her. An international scandal is avoided when Chevalier is forced to marry Hopkins, even though he's still in love with Colbert and continues to sleep with her. When Colbert and Hopkins finally meet, Colbert feels so sorry for Hopkins, she teaches her how to dress and undress in style, sadly relinquishing her own hold on Chevalier.
Jazz up your lingerie, just like a melody. There's music with every ribbon and a flowing rhythm. We're laced in harmony, a silken symphony. It's music and just the right note for you. Color should be seen, let your step-ins have no dull or gray tones. Wear your crepe de chine with some pep in up to date. Hey, hey, tones, jazz up your lingerie, just like a melody. Be happy, choose snappy music to wear. Jazz up your teddy bear.
I wonder if I dare.
Jazz up.
I'll try to.
Jazz.
I'd like to.
Come on.
I mean to.
Wake up, try something new.
That's what I've got to do.
Wake up.
I'll show them.
Breathe.
I'll teach them.
Get hot.
I'll try. Tra-la-la-la-la.
Not so hot. It sounds like 1850.
Lubitsch's most dazzling musical, and the one with the best score, is The Merry Widow, also with MacDonald and Chevalier. That hasn't yet been released on DVD, though you can catch it every now and then on Turner Classic Movies. But if you enjoy ultra-sophisticated romantic fluff, skillful acting, deft writing, and buoyant direction, these earlier films are sheer pleasure.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and co-editor of the Library of America's new volume of Elizabeth Bishop's Poems, Prose, and Letters. He reviewed four early Ernst Lubitsch musicals just released on DVD.